Welcome back. You know, safety is such a key part of what people want out of their house. And not always can you have maybe the safest house. You might have bought a house that, well, you think is safe, but maybe it isn't the absolute safest. One thing that people are concerned about in this neck of the woods, of course, is earthquakes. I mean, you get the rain, you get the snow. Rain and snow doesn't always kill people. Jim Estrada is back, owner of Property Inspector LLC with over 4,000 inspections. Man, you are a busy guy. 4,000 inspections done. Well, welcome back, Jim.
Great to be here, Ben. Thank you.
Well, my pleasure. So let's talk a little bit about the safety factors, because earthquakes are certainly a big deal. They are certainly something that can happen, and they're dangerous. What do you do in an earthquake if you're in your house? Talk a little bit about, you know, what you do as far as earthquakes are concerned.
Well, this is a great topic. We've been hearing a lot about it lately. Just as a reminder, after the tsunami over in Japan, the anniversary being just the other day. And one of the things that I have done recently is had the chance to meet with a gentleman named Andrew Kopp, who is, since about 1985, he's made it to almost every major disaster around the world and came up with
some
basic things. You know what? if you...
raw sewage.
Yeah, well, yeah, some of the issues can definitely be ugly, and you seem to always pick up on those. But anyway, one of the things that... Let me ask you a question. What have you been taught all the way through school and all your life? What are you supposed to do when there's an earthquake?
Get under the desk.
Drop, roll, and cover, and get underneath the desk or get underneath something, okay? That's the last...
Or the door jam.
Well, and see, all the things that we have been taught are totally wrong, and that was the wonderful thing about talking with Andrew, is that he has been able to analyze all these situations, and people that get under things actually get crushed. Okay? And if we go back, let's go to the San Francisco earthquake, where people were driving and they were on the overpass there. Okay? Anybody that was in their car was crushed and they were goners. Okay? Anybody that got out of their car and kind of rolled into a fetal position next to their car was actually alive and saved. There were a few people that were saved. Very few people got out of their car. So that isn't the kind of training that we've had. But the kind of thing that he is talking about is really the triangle of life, okay? And the triangle of life is basically that little bit of space, basically a triangle, from, if you can imagine something coming down and hitting a large object and then falling. It's going to fall off to one side, and it's going to leave a space between there. So as an example, if you're in bed at night, and there's an earthquake, we've been told many, many times, hey, just stay there and grab a pillow, put it over your head, and protect yourself, okay? Last thing you want to do, okay? You want to roll out of the bed and get right next to the bed, and if the ceiling comes crashing down, it's hopefully going to leave that little bit of triangle of life next to you. If you work in a paper plant, paper is just a super, super good solid object, and will also give you that triangle of life. Doorways actually will slice you right in half, okay? They will actually go backwards and forwards. So we've been being taught the whole time exactly the wrong thing to do.
Is there certain things somebody should do? I mean, so you get the triangle of life, but if you're, and I get it, and it makes a lot of sense. I mean, you're going to find the strongest point in a triangle, or what would be a triangle, and be under it. So you have that room. There's got to be also certain features of a house when somebody is out looking that would make a house safer, or things you can do to, I guess, like earthquake-proof it?
Well, there are lots of things that we can do to earthquake a house, no question about it. A wood house is actually going to be, just as an example, much better in an earthquake because it's flexible and can actually move and sway versus a concrete house or a brick house. When we had our big earthquake in 2000, I believe it was, and a lot of the brick buildings down in Pioneer Square came crashing down, okay? But you didn't really hear anything about wood houses and stuff. So that's one big thing. If your house is definitely prior, 1950s and prior, it is not even attached to your foundation, more than likely. It's just sitting up on top of there. Maybe there were a few nails kind of attempted.
Not
but nowadays,
attached at all? Not even like, I mean, just wood on concrete?
Wood on concrete.
It's amazing.
It's truly amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And nowadays, of course, we put great big huge lag bolts. And on the brand new houses today, you see these, you look down the side of a wall and we have a professional term. We go, wow, because your wall just has a big wow in it. You can't really build a straight looking wall from the outside now with the earthquake straps they make us put into the foundation and running them up the 2x4s through the walls and stuff. And then you wrap the siding around it so it gives kind of that wow effect. And that wow is not a problem in any way, shape, or form. Speaking of outside walls, okay, that's really the place that you'd like to try and get to if you're in a building, okay, and you're going to stay in that building. You want to get to an outside wall. And the reason for that is if there's any kind of collapse in terms of the building, if you're buried way deep inside of the building, okay, they're not going to be able to find you. If you're closer to the outside, you're going to be found. You possibly may be able to scooch out. But if you're on the outside of that building, you want to get a long ways away.
Of course, if you can get outside, probably even better, right?
Yes, definitely, as long as you get away from glass and get far enough away from the building. A good majority of problems and deaths from an earthquake actually happen within 10 feet of a building, okay, on the outside, because people are just a little bit too close. They're not getting away from street lamps. They're not getting away from trees and a lot of different things that can come crashing down.
And so there's this kind of element of, it sounds to me, to protect yourself. And again, we're here with Jim Estrada, owner of Property Inspector LLC. Jim, we just have about a minute left before we have to go to break. But this element of being safe in what can be a very dangerous time just takes a little bit of knowledge. I mean, you don't have to know everything about earthquake safety to just know about this A, or to get to the outside of a wall, or to get outside and away from glass. I mean, this could be hammered into people.
Real easily. And these are the kinds of things that need to start being taught again into schools. They drummed it into us in schools in terms of what to do, and everything was wrong. So, yeah, we need to re-educate the teachers again in terms of exactly what they should be doing.
Well, you know, you've talked a lot about fire safety and, you know, the stop, drop, and roll to get rid of fires. Maybe they only could come up with so many words. They're like, stop, drop, and get under your desk. Who knows?
Yeah, well, that's what they've been telling us. So let's just go for the triangle of life. Just remember that.
I like it. The triangle of life. When we